My guest today is Jill O'Neill. She is the executive director of the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Bay Harbor. And joining her is Alexandra Meyer. She is the marketing director at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts. Hello, it's so nice to have you here today.
Hello, Judy. Hi, Judy. We are delighted to be here and to share the full summer and fall lineup of live events at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts.
Yes, thanks for taking the time to be here with me because I know, Jill, I know you and your staff are so busy preparing for this full season of concerts and events that starts this Saturday and goes through October. Wow, it is good to be back, huh?
Absolutely. We have just an amazing lineup. There is something for everyone. There's returning favorites. There's exceptional artists new to Northern Michigan. And it is so gratifying to have artists on our main stage all summer and into the fall.
Well, before we get into the specifics, Jill, would you review the latest, and that's of early June, the latest COVID-19 guidelines and protocol and things that you have been doing there at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts?
Certainly, Judy, as anyone operating a venue or a business, it has been fluid. And we did have, as so many know, new guidelines giving us clarity to continue at 50% capacity through the month of June and then resume to full capacity on July 1st forward.
Full capacity as of July 1st, that means full house, no masks?
Yes, Judy. We have been looking at patron surveys and demographics and vaccination rates in our region, and we have over 80% of our patrons are vaccinated, and in speaking with them, they are ready to return. We do have, as new construction yet here at the Great Lakes Center, we have outstanding air ventilation and air filtration. Everyone may be familiar with MERV 13 and outdoor air cycled through rapidly through the space. So people are comfortable and tickets are selling and people are looking forward to getting back together to experience amazing live music.
Yes, and the Great Lakes Center for the Arts is such an exquisite venue. How many seats in the house?
We have 525 seats in our main theater.
So a nice, intimate venue, and as they say, no bad seats in the house.
Yes, every seat, you know, during the theatrical construction, was tested and viewed and looked at for sight lines. So there is clear sight lines from every seat in the house. I have tested them myself personally during performances. And our Section D is very often still Section A seating at other venues that people may be attending.
Yes, and again, it is such a beautiful place to experience a concert, and every event will be such a joyful event as we get back together. And since the Great Lakes Center for the Arts and Bay Harbor is, well, it's a bit of a destination, I think, you may be expecting folks from miles around.
We do. We certainly have the seasonal population that people are familiar with, and the Northern Michigan has truly come alive already. But we do get people traveling specifically for performances. It is not uncommon to have people drive up from Grand Rapids or Detroit Metro for an artist that they're particularly excited to see, and at times even from out of state.
Yes, and I can see why, and that leads me to the exciting part, the events. Between the two of you, Jill and Alexandra, could you fill us in on some of the highlights, some of the artists who will be coming to the Great Lakes Center for the Arts?
Absolutely. Some of the names that your listening community may be familiar with is we do have the beautiful Vanessa Williams. She is so multifaceted. She's been Pop, gospel, jazz, adult contemporary, Broadway. We are looking forward to bringing back Brian Stokes Mitchell. He is Broadway's kind of quote last leading man, this incredible baritone. We had him on stage last summer as a soloist, and he's bringing his full backup ensemble for a really exciting evening. We have the operatic powerhouse superstar Denise Graves in recital. She is accompanied by Laura Ward, who is accomplished in her own right. We have the Vienna Boys Choir, which has been a favorite of our audience, and bringing them back after having them here over the winter of 2019. And rising classical musical star, Interlaken and Juilliard grad Chao Jun Yang will be a pianist in recital.
Wow, that's quite a list. And there's more, too, that starts again this Saturday and runs all the way through October. Jill and Alexandra, between the two of you, you have had to contact and book all of these artists and performers. They must be thrilled to get back into it. What's it been like trying to get all of these artists together for this series?
Every year, it is a delightful jigsaw puzzle to find touring dates and genres and artists that are curated as a whole, as a fit. And this summer is no exception, with the added excitement of continuing a full season with the predictability that we have now. We have been operating at the limited capacity over this past year, as the state has allowed, and to date, 100% of the artists that we've had on stage, it's been their first performance back. So over 45 artists have had that delightful experience of practicing their craft with an audience. And we expect that this return to the stage at the Great Lakes Center will continue.
I must say that I was at one of the concerts last summer, one of the first concerts, and I saw Jamie Laredo and Sharon Robinson, and they mentioned that it was their first time back in many months. And looking around at the, there was a very limited audience. I think it was so exciting, and I was getting a tear in my eye just because it was so good to be back.
Absolutely. I called these private living room style concerts.
Yes,
with
yes.
The capacity limitations that were in place, and it was so intimate with those artists, and we continue with our size theater. It still will be an intimate feel, but a little bit more of that audience joy from coming together and coming with friends.
Yes, although it was nice having that living room concert experience, there's nothing like being in a group of people and sharing music.
Absolutely. I think we're all been thirsty for it. And again, the artists are thirsty to perform. As artists, they're creative souls and beings. And I expect we'll continue to see artists performing music that they've written, learning, trying it out for the first time after all of this time away from the stage. So looking forward to new material and some of our favorites with these artists.
Yes, and won't it be wonderful to be on the receiving end of all of that creativity?
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I know that every performer and every audience member will be so excited to be back at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts this summer and into the fall. Would you tell us how to get information and tickets?
Absolutely. Patrons can visit our website at greatlakescfa.org. There they can find detailed information about all the events. They can also purchase tickets, and the box office can also be reached by email or phone at 231-439-2610. You can also email the box office at tickets@greatlakescfa.org. So there are various ways to explore the events and purchase tickets.
And when you do that, you will be contacting Alexandra Myers. She is the marketing director of the Great Lakes Center for the Arts. And also my guest today, Jill O'Neill, the executive director of the Great Lakes Center for the Arts. And it will be exciting to get back, and I hope to see you very soon.
Terrific, Judy. We look forward to welcoming you and our Northern Michigan audiences back all summer long and into the fall.
Thanks again for being with me today.
Thank you, Judy. It was a pleasure.